He kōna ipurangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
It started with a problem.
Simply because there were so many animals.
An invasion of red deer.
They were having a huge impact on vegetation recovery.
But it turned into a gold rush.
Anybody that had some bucks was in on that deal.
Oh, we're two bob millionaires.
A reckless period, chasing money.
He writes a cheque out for $10,000.
They were at the gate with suitcases of money.
And excitement.
They were wild times, they were good times. There was just a freedom to it.
You never knew what was going to happen in the next bloody 10 seconds, let alone the next day.
I'm Paul Roy, and I'm going to tell you about one of the wildest times in New Zealand's history. From the 1930s, when the first deer cullers faced loneliness.
You knew that you were going a bit troppo, you can feel it.
And hardship.
It was hard yakko, I can tell you.
Sometimes near starvation.
I had a period of 11 weeks when all I had was venison and chamois.
Through to the danger years.
I honestly thought my number's up.
That was my seventh time I should have been dead.
Helicopter shooting through the 60s, 70s and 80s.
The bloody bluff was right there. There was about 4 foot from the bloody blades.
Helicopter tipped on its side. I got thrown off, but I ended up hanging onto the skid with one arm.
Then all of a sudden, shit, we just fell out of the sky, and I mean we fell.
The deer problem got worse, and there were new solutions and fierce competition.
We all did it. You didn't really call it poaching.
I saw out of the corner of my eye a guy lift a rifle, so I swung the machine round and started heading away, and next minute there's boom.
The only thing that brought you back to reality was, you know, with the handcuffs on in the dock.
The money was huge.
You can make $10,000 a week in those days.
And then the prices increased.
Yeah, money was good. All rushed and bought new cars. Couldn't handle it.
But so was the danger.
I was 22, I was bulletproof. When you're young, you never think that you're going to crash or die or anything like that.
And policeman come in. He said there's been two shooters killed.
I was always trying to tell him that he wasn't 10 feet and bulletproof. He was lucky this time.
And more people took risks.
You had to throw caution to the wind.
I think they had 35 charges against me.
I think they drank to relieve their tension, but then they forgot to stop.
There was a drinking culture, all right. Half of them were still drunk in the morning when they got up to go.
Some instances where you think, man, how did I get away with that?
That was just part of the job, you know. If you got killed, it was hard luck, mate, and your turn scum.
Until suddenly, it just wasn't worth it anymore.
I just wouldn't go back to it because of the crashes I've been in.
People used to say, oh, it must have been really glamorous. And I said, no, it was bloody hard work. And you got to go to a funeral every 3 weeks.
We thought this is going to last forever. But nothing ever lasts forever. Nothing.
This is Deer Wars, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, and at rnz.co.nz.